From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Unemployment numbers for July are out. The Labor Department said the jobless rate improved to 9.4% from 9.5%, and that's much better than what most analysts had projected. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has more.
Since the recession began in December 2007, job loss had been accelerating last year and early this year. But in keeping with some recent signs of recovery, the economy lost 247,000 jobs last month, which is far less than the 300,000 or more some analysts predicted. Stock futures traded higher on the news. Meanwhile, the number of new claims for unemployment insurance fell last week, offering another indication that job loss might be slowing. The consensus has been that the unemployment rate could worsen through the end of the year, but with 14.5 million people out of work, the question now is when and how quickly employers will start hiring. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Stock prices have been up this morning on that news, and the White House says it will be quite some time before the U.S. measures sustained job growth. Officials in Pakistan say they believe the leader of the Taliban in their country has been killed in a missile strike from a pilotless drone aircraft that was likely sent by the U.S. Baitullah Masood has led a campaign of suicide attacks and assassinations against the Pakistani government. The Associated Press reports a Taliban commander saying Masood was killed with his wife in South Waziristan, but Pakistani officials say the death isn't confirmed beyond a doubt. A largely unknown Somali militia group called Al-Shabaab has become a growing terrorism concern for the Obama administration. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Al-Shabaab started flashing on the U.S. intelligence radar screen about 9 months ago. That's when the group began recruiting foreign fighters for the civil war in Somalia. Some two dozen young Somali Americans left the U.S. to fight. And ever since then, intelligence officials have been worried that they might return to the U.S. and attack here. That fear has been merely hypothetical until earlier this week. Australian officials arrested four men they say were plotting to attack an Australian military base. Two of the men were allegedly Al-Shabaab recruits. Secretary of State Clinton worried aloud that Al-Shabaab wanted to turn Somalia into a haven for global terrorism. President Obama's Assistant for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism, John Brennan, echoed her concern and said the U.S. would need to develop a strategy to give Somalis an alternative to the group. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Stocks are up this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 58 points at 93.14. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up 15 at 19.88, and the Standard & Poor's 500 is up 6 points at 1,003. From Washington, this is NPR News. Twitter has warned its users that they will continue to experience slow response on the site in the wake of a hacker attack that shut down the messaging service for several hours yesterday. NPR's Laura Seidel has more.
Twitter says it suffered a denial-of-service attack. That's when hackers get command of scores of computers and target a single site until it overloads and denies legitimate traffic. These attacks are usually carried out by what are called botnets, armies of infected computers formed by spreading a virus. Ironically, it was Twitter that recently was a help to Iranian protesters who were trying to get past government censors. Other sites such as Facebook and LiveJournal have also been experiencing problems, but none as severe. Twitter has had service outages since it first opened, but its phenomenal growth in the last year is making such problems more noticeable. The company has been spending money to decrease disruptions, but analysts say the hacker attack shows it's still very vulnerable. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
AIG, the big insurance company that's been propped up with massive taxpayer funding, reported its first profit in 7 quarters today. Its shares rose sharply in pre-market trading and have continued to rise. AIG says it made $1.8 billion, or $2.30 per share in the second quarter, compared to a loss of $5.4 billion a year before. AIG's former CEO, Maurice Hank Greenberg, has agreed to pay $15 million to settle government allegations that he altered AIG's financial records between 2000 and 2005 to inflate its earnings. The first person charged under federal bank bailout laws has been sentenced to a decade in prison. Gordon Grigg pleaded guilty to fraud charges. This is NPR News.